Explore mind hacking. Transform your thoughts. Just as ethical computer hacking helped create the digital world, mind hacking is transforming how we think. John Hargrave, the author, once played a prank by trying to get a credit card in Barack Obama's name. This led to a visit from the U.S. Secret Service the day after Obama became the official 2008 presidential nominee. Hargrave's wife also threatened to leave him if he didn't get sober. Giving up alcohol and drugs was the mind hack that changed his mental habits. Hargrave used his programming skills to develop a routine to reset his mind, using research to create formulas and games to fix his thinking. He shares his successful formula to help you unlock your mind's potential and improve your life. In the mid-1970s, Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs worked at Hewlett-Packard and came up with a new idea, selling pre-built computers. Their Apple I machine started the digital age. Back then, hacking meant exploring technology honorably. Now, the new frontier is the mind, calling for mind hackers to transform thought processes. Mind hacking is available for anyone to use to master their mental processes through experimentation. Learn your mind with mind hacking. Change your thinking by analyzing, imagining, and reprogramming your mind. Like open source software, mind hacking is a new science that belongs to everyone. To master it, you need to become the subject of your own mental experiment. The reward: understanding your own mind. Learning your mind requires three steps: analyzing how your mind works, imagining new possibilities, and reprogramming your thinking to reach those possibilities. Regularly write down your results as you practice mind exercises or games. This helps you measure your progress and make the changes you want during an initial 21-day burst of activity. Gain control over your mind. Your senses constantly gather information, and your brain processes it. Your mind then captures your full attention like an immersive movie, making you forget that you are just an observer. To gain control over this, you need super user access with full programming privileges to your mind's root system. That means having conscious control, not just user access. The mind game, what was my mind just thinking, involves stopping and thinking about your last thought. This helps you step back from your usual fast-moving internal mind movie. By doing this, you can get an objective overview of your mind and break free from the constant stream of inaccurate thoughts. The art of metathinking. Metathinking, or metacognition, means thinking about your own thinking. It's like a chess grandmaster stepping back to analyze their strategy. You can do this with your mind to gain better control over it. Instead of letting your thoughts run wild like an uncontrollable dog chasing squirrels, aim to become aware of your mind's activity. Often, when you try to quiet your mind, you'll notice it resisting, almost enjoying the chaos. Imagine living in a world where attention, not money, is the main currency. In this attention economy, you constantly pay attention taxes by watching TV, using your smartphone, or seeing ads. Many people believe they can multitask, doing several things at once, often on screens. However, multitasking is inefficient. Habits like constantly checking social media drain your attention. These distractions condition your mind to be disrupted, making it hard to focus and enter the zone. Concentration training 101. Learning to concentrate is like becoming a Jedi in Star Wars. There are two types of attention: voluntary and reflexive. Voluntary is when you direct your focus, while reflexive is when things catch your attention automatically. To boost your concentration, you need to take control of your attention. Cut out distractions like instant messages and app alerts. Spend at least an hour each day getting rid of these distractions. To retrain your mind, start with concentration training, which is like meditation for some, Sit quietly with your legs crossed and eyes closed. Focus on your breath at your nostrils for 20 minutes. Each time your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. Keep track of how often your mind wanders. Fit this training into your routine by waking up a bit earlier. Use visual reminders to help you remember to meditate. Reward yourself when you stick to your practice. Find a consistent time, place, cue, and reward for your meditation. Experiment with different techniques to see what works best for you, like imagining stray thoughts as game aliens and shooting them down. Remember, when stray thoughts pop up, acknowledge them, let them go, and focus back on your breath. Mental and computer loops, mental loops, and emotion thought action. Both minds and computers run on various kinds of loops. In computers, loops like mental loops, counting loops, conditional loops, and infinite loops perform different tasks, from playing pranks to making coding more efficient. Similarly, the human mind operates through emotion-thought-action patterns, which form repetitive loops. For example, a baby learns and grows through repetition, transforming from helpless to a complex, walking and talking child in just 3 years. These powerful repetitive loops during childhood shape self-image and can have long-lasting effects. Positive loops can lead to success, while negative loops can result in problems like addictions stemming from faulty mental patterns. Like a coder fixing bugs in beta software, you can debug your frustrating mental loops. Use the 5 Whys technique to uncover the roots of a bad loop by asking why repeatedly, up to 5 times, drilling down for real answers. Each time you think you found an answer, ask why again. Use the third-person perspective to imagine what advice you would give to someone else facing your current problems. Remember the acrostic, METAL, My Emotion Thought Action Loop, to remind you that your fears, thoughts, and issues come from the looping emotion thought action sequence. To debug these loops, identify and write them down. Transform your reality with positive loops. Inserting new, positive loops into your mind helps align your external reality with your internal desires. You can reprogram your mind and change your reality by adding a clear picture of what you want at the end of your regular emotion thought action sequences. Psychologist Laura King found that people who write down their vision of their best possible future self every day become happier, more positive, and healthier. Take 5 minutes to close your eyes and imagine the best version of yourself. When you visualize your ideas clearly, like Amazon founder Jeff Bezos did with his one-click ordering concept, they become achievable. Reprogram your mind with a blueprint. To reprogram your mind, you need a blueprint. Write down your positive loops with regular reminders. Develop positive thought loops to replace negative ones. Positive reinforcement works, but yelling no at your mind won't help. Make your loops detailed and hopeful. Focus on things you appreciate, as gratitude changes thinking. Choose your mental loops carefully and empathetically. Use a self-confident I pronoun. Ask yourself what you want in a positive way to add value to the world. Keep a written overview of your mind to avoid getting stuck working in it. Short, simple, flexible plans are best. Record them right now by listing your activities. Writing everything down gives you an overview of your progress and reshapes bad habits. Create a written blueprint of 5 main goals as a reminder, a chance to reflect, and a basis for improvement. Harness the power of repetition by practicing concentration and writing positive loops. Repetition establishes new patterns in your thinking. Imagination games for clarifying your desires. Imagination games are like mental workouts that help you figure out what you want in life. They're tools for training your brain to avoid unrealistic thinking, whether it's overly positive or negative. Let's dive into some simple exercises that can help you stay focused and positive. 1. 5 words. Imagine what you'd want people to say about you at your funeral. Pick 5 words that describe the kind of person you want to be. These words will guide your actions and feelings toward achieving your goals. 2. $10 million check. Think of something big you want to accomplish, like Jim Carrey did when he wrote himself a $10 million check. Every day, remind yourself of this goal to stay motivated and positive. 3. Smiling in the shower. Even when you're alone, try to bring positivity to your mind. Something as simple as forcing a smile can actually make you feel happier. 4. Reminding your mind. Create a system to remind yourself to stay positive. Whether it's sticky notes or phone alerts, find a way to keep yourself on track. 5. Shall we play a game? Break down your goals into small steps. Focus on the process, not just the end result, to keep yourself moving forward. 6. Block and tackle. Mentally prepare yourself for the challenges ahead. Visualize overcoming obstacles to stay determined. 7. Self-simulation. Picture yourself achieving your goals, almost like watching a movie. This can motivate you to take real action toward making your dreams a reality. 8. Share the dream. Don't keep your goals to yourself. Share them with someone you trust, and they can support you along the way. Remember, working with others can make a big difference in reaching your goals. Just like how Wikipedia succeeded because of collaboration, you can achieve more when you involve others in your journey. People who've stopped drinking know that when you assist others, it benefits you as well. When you teach, you gain knowledge, become more responsible, and learn more about yourself. This back and forth exchange fuels positive change. Achieve big goals with laser focus. Break down big goals into small, achievable steps using laser, limited, achievable, specific, evaluated, repeatable. Treat them like levels in a video game, where each step brings you closer to success. Incorporate daily mind games focused on your sub-goals. Just like pushing a swing at the right moment, these small actions create a rhythm that propels you forward. By following laser and maintaining this momentum, you'll build habits that lead to reaching your big goal. Explore on an exhilarating journey that stretches the boundaries of your intuition and invites exploration into uncharted territories. Approach the mind hacking system with unwavering commitment and a zest for discovery. Create a 21-day itinerary on your practice sheet filled with engaging mental exercises, diligently noting your findings, reshaping your mindset, and celebrating each milestone of progress. A 21-day challenge. Day 1, getting started. Choose a daily time to focus on training your mind. Day 2, mind check-in. Keep track of how often you consciously check in with yourself each day. Day 3, attention awareness. Notice what distracts you throughout the day. Are you easily pulled away from your tasks? Day 4, digital detox. Spend an hour without unnecessary digital alerts. Count how many distractions you eliminate. Days 5 and 6, building focus. Start meditating for 20 minutes daily and record your progress. Stick with it until it becomes a habit. Days 7 through 10, breaking negative loops. Use the 5 whys technique to investigate any negative thought patterns. Engage in daily activities that activate your emotions, actions, possessions, contributions, and identity. Keep practicing and reward yourself for progress. Days 11 through 14, writing exercises. Incorporate writing exercises into your routine alongside meditation and concentration training. Day 15, reinforcing positivity. Maintain your concentration and document your advancements. Include additional mind games that reinforce positive thinking. Days 16 through 18, positive visualization. Integrate 1-minute mental simulations of positive scenarios into your routine. Keep rewarding yourself for your efforts. Day 19, sharing goals. Share your progress and positive loops with a friend. Sharing your goals increases your likelihood of achieving them. Days 20 and 21, taking action. Define a specific sub-goal and use the laser method to outline a small step toward achieving it. Complete that step by day 21 and celebrate your progress. Key points. 1. Identify and correct wrong thinking patterns for personal growth. 2. Utilize habits and routines to positively influence mental processes. 3. Set clear, measurable goals for personal improvement. 4. Treat mind hacking as an experimental process to control thoughts. 5. Gain conscious awareness of your mind to gain control over thoughts. 6. Focus on concentration to direct attention effectively. 7. Follow the laser approach. Limited, achievable, specific, evaluated, repeatable.